Oh, that was a great meal, Joe. Hey, throw another log on the fire there.
You bet, big guy.
Ah.
There you go.
Thank you. Oh, man, it's beautiful. Hey, did you mail out the Christmas bonuses to all the cast members?
Yeah, I did. I did it last week. They should have got them by now.
This is the best bonus we have ever given them. You know what? Let's call them. I bet they're thrilled.
Hello?
Hey, Colin Zay. How are you? Yeah, it's Joe and I. Yeah, we're here together on the phone. Happy holidays.
Merry Christmas.
Hooray.
We sent your bonus, and we just wanted to know if you liked it.
It's right here. I haven't opened it yet.
Well, open it.
Oh, I'm so excited. I just love presents. And I just... Oh. Wow.
Oh.
It's an autographed picture of both of you guys. I just don't know what to say. Well, I gotta go.
Wow. Wow, Joe. Did you hear that? Oh, she loved it so much she was choking up and had to get off the phone.
Get you right here, don't it?
Let's get James on the horn.
Hello?
Hey, buddy. What'd you think of your Christmas bonus?
Yeah, what do they say? It's the thought that counts.
Well, absolutely. You just enjoy that. James? James? Huh. Must have got cut off.
Let's call Laura.
Hey, Laura. Hey, it's Joe and I. We're calling from the office. We're just checking to see if you got your Christmas bonus.
Oh, you guys didn't have to get me anything.
It was Joe's idea.
Oh. You shouldn't have.
You love it, right?
No, really.
Oh, it's nothing.
You shouldn't have. Talk to you later.
I'm calling Jessica now.
Joe, I'm so excited.
Yeah.
Hey, Jess. Did you get your bonus?
Oh, I got it. Mm-hmm.
Well, what do you think?
You know, I don't even know what to say. Okay? I don't even know where to begin.
Don't mention it. We're givers.
You're something.
Okay. You know what? We are good bosses.
Ah, you said it. Hey, it's time for the holiday episode.
It's Listen Here, a sketch comedy program dripping with innuendo, sarcasm, and gravy. Featuring a cast of unemployed actors, wannabe YouTubers, and the only guy in the music business that Taylor Swift has not written a song about. With performances by
Laura LaCour,
John Specht,
Joe Caronia,
Colin Zay Selby,
James Wetzel,
Leo Tevis,
Mike O'Brien,
Jessica Arnold.
Now, it's time to Listen Here.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. I'm quite aware of that. Really? Because I think I know better than you do. How? You ask me how? Because it's been my life for months. Yeah, as a matter of fact, I know exactly how many cargo ships are in the coast waiting to unload. Yesterday, the exact number was 111. But guess what? 8 more ships rolled in with the tide, and now we're at 119. We're unloading just as fast as we can. And you know what? If you would quit talking to me, I could get back to work. So let me ask you a question. Does this sound like I'm hanging up on you? Come in.
Is this the office of the Longshoreman Local 13?
Yeah.
Are you Genty?
It's pronounced Genty. Who are you and what do you want?
He's in here, boss. Allow me to introduce myself. My name is Carlotta. I'm the president of the EOTNP Local Number 1.
What in the hell is the EOTNP?
Elves of the North Pole.
Okay, look, I'm busy. I don't have time for these silly little jokes and games right now.
Games? Games? Well, excuse the hell out of me. This is a union matter, and I don't joke about the union.
Huh. Well, I can respect that. No offense meant. What can I do for you?
I get that you have a lot of cargo ships off your shore, but we need ours right now.
Woo! Join the crowd.
Oh, excuse me.
Genty, whatever the hell your name is, allow me to introduce the hardest working man in the North Pole, Santa Claus.
Oh, Hello, Ginty. It's nice to meet you. In person, anyway. I've been following you for many, many years. So now that we have the niceties out of the way... where are my manners? This is Skippy, the head of HR. You've already met Carlotta. And Cheech is outside cleaning up after Rudolph and Blitzen. I told them that they needed to go before we left Canada.
The hell is going on here?
Nice to meet you, sir. I have been keeping tabs on you for years and years. And I must say, as far as longshoremen go, you are one of the more, shall I say, well-behaved ones.
Am I being set up for one of them hidden camera shows? I got cargo that needs to be unloaded.
Exactly why we are here. The vessel from Taiwan, the Ningpo, it's been here for quite a while. And we need the computer chips on board unloaded. Everything needs those chips nowadays. My elves are sitting around the workshop twirling their thumbs. We need those chips ASAP.
Look, pal, we are backed up and doing the best we can. We will get to it when we get to it. Now, get out of here.
Oh!
That's a very naughty attitude you are displaying right there.
Looks like somebody wants a lump of coal in their stocking.
I'm asking nicely. Do you think that we can get our cargo today?
Today? Today? Are you out of your tree? I'm looking at the manifest right here. Where the ship is? If you're lucky, maybe 2 weeks, but expect three.
Well, I'm sorry, but that's just not acceptable.
Oh, let me guess. You and your helpers are going to get tough now? Good, because I ain't had a good fight in a while, and I got plenty of pent-up aggression.
Oh, so that's how it is. Skippy, hand me the list.
Got it right here, sir.
Ha-ha! That's your ass!
Get my glasses. Let's see. It's been 3 months, 2 weeks, and 4 days.
What?
It's been 3 months, 2 weeks, and 4 days since the last time you were in a fight. If you want to call that a fight. Yelling at a worker at Starbucks. Yeah, that makes you tough.
I want an extra phone! Wait a minute. How did you know that?
The list?
Making a list and checking twice. You know.
The list? Oh, you guys don't know nothing about me.
They never believe us.
Never.
All right, let's see. You were born outside of Chicago, graduated high school, and started working on the docks.
Big deal. You could have got that off Google.
You were afraid of the basement when you were little.
So are most kids.
You still are.
Am not.
Oh, you were a bedwetter.
Was not.
Wow, this is terrible. You wet the bed when you were 16? Then because you were so embarrassed about it, you blamed your sister's dog.
Wait, I can explain.
And your parents made your sister get rid of the dog. What a selfish child you are.
Mr. Wiggles was a good dog. My sister cried for weeks.
Oh, for sure.
I wish I'd never done that. I'm sorry.
Oh, no, there.
I'm sorry. I promise. I'll have your ship unloaded first thing tomorrow.
Oh, that's a good boy. We'll be back tomorrow.
Sir, you think if I left some milk and cookies out for you, maybe you could bring my sister a new puppy?
Milk and cookies are for children. You're not a child anymore. But if you leave out a bottle of cognac, maybe we can work something out. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas!
Aw, man! I wet my pants again.
It's Listen Here.
Hello, and happy holidays. This is Emily Post, the Queen of Etiquette and Manners. I have some helpful advice to help everyone have a most joyous holiday season. First, if you see your alcoholic uncle drinking from a water bottle, don't let him give the children a sip. Avoid the mistletoe at all cost. Don't be that family member that makes everyone uncomfortable. If you are looking for ways to leave your in-laws' holiday party early, well, just bring up politics and religion in the same conversation. If you are in your mid-30s and still sitting at the kiddie table, take a moment and think before you give more pumpkin pie with extra whipped cream to your older diabetic cousin. Even if he is a jerk and it would make you TikTok famous, it is really bad form. Also, your mother would never forgive you. If you are using the guest bathroom upstairs, please don't rifle through the medicine cabinet. Do you really want to find out what kind of fungus your father is treating? Many people have asked my advice on drinking during holiday parties. Personally, I prefer a lovely white wine with my turkey. However, if you are a beer drinker, I would suggest you take the advice of Billy Crudup's character in Almost Famous. If you want to craft a buzz correctly, you walk into a party, you drink two beers quickly, then you drink a beer every hour and 15 minutes after that. You'll always have a buzz and you'll never get too embarrassing. And speaking of drinking, many of you young college students come back home for the holidays and meet up with all of your old friends. Drinking games are very popular this time of year. Please do keep in mind, if you are playing quarters, where do you think the nudists keep their money? Well, with that thought in mind, this is Emily Post, the Queen of Etiquette and Manners, wishing you the happiest of holiday seasons.
This is Listen Here News, now aluminum free. I'm Ozark Longmire. The journey back to Earth from space is never easy, but the astronauts aboard the SpaceX capsule coming home on Monday will have an extra challenge to deal with. No working toilet. The SpaceX capsule is currently scheduled to undock from the International Space Station and return on Monday night, dependent on the weather. All four crew members could spend up to 20 hours in the capsule from the time the hatches are closed until they open again on Earth. This gives a new meaning to the word splashdown. In a recent Google survey, the internet giant compiled the most searched phrases over the past year. And not surprisingly, it's sexual in nature. The most frequent Googled sex question, do girls like it when I turn to a search engine for guidance instead of asking them directly about their turn-ons? In sports news, the recent Army-Navy matchup happened on the second weekend of December. The infamous game, which pays tribute to the armed forces and the pageantry of the game that dates back over 100 years. The game is attended by many high-ups in the U.S. military and the government, and they were treated to a good old-fashioned football game. The only unusual thing happened in the third quarter when the punter was struck by an Army drone. Although there are no collegiate rules on this, they were flagged for 5 yards and a new set of downs. For weeks now, the entire world has held their breath to hear the first words from an ancient shaman in Tibet. Listen Here is there. Live from Tibet, here is Jessica Arnold.
Yes, Ozark, thank you very much. I have traveled to the remote mountains of Tibet to get an exclusive interview with Ishan, a Buddhist monk who today is going to break his 20-year vow of silence. Ishan has been in constant meditation during this time of silence. The entire world is waiting with great anticipation to hear the holy man's first words. One can only guess what words of wisdom they will be. Oh, there seems to be some activity at the front of the monastery. Yes, I believe the door is opening, and the monk is walking outside. Sources have confirmed that the monk walking outside of the monastery door is Ishan. I am walking towards him right now. Ishan! Jessica Arnold, listen to your news. You have been silent for the last 20 years, and the world wants to know, what words of wisdom do you have for us?
As you go through the trials and tribulations of existence, remember the immortal words of Frank Zappa. Watch out where the huskies go, but don't you eat that yellow snow. See you in 20 years.
There you have it. Ishan has given all of us something deep to ponder on. Reporting live from the mountains of Tibet for Listen Here News, I'm Jessica Arnold. Ozark, back to you.
Thank you, Jessica. That was deep and profound. Now we debut something new here at Listen Here News, as we go to the movies with our new celebrity critics.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the first episode of At the Movies. I can't tell you how happy we are that you joined us. Isn't that right, Ozzy?
I don't know.
You see how excited Ozzy is? He can barely contain himself.
That's right. I can't contain myself. I have to pee.
Oh, dear. Not a kind of containment. You're excited about the movie.
I don't know. What movie? I don't know.
The movie we just watched, Black Widow.
Black Widow? Isn't that a spider?
Of course, Black Widow is a spider, but it's...
Sharon! Oh, there you are. Did I ever eat one of them?
No, my love, that was a bat you bit the head off of.
Darling,
we're not talking about the spider. We're talking about the movie with Scarlett Johansson. She is the Black Widow, and Scarlett is just wonderful in this movie. But the one...
I don't know. You see, that's what confuses me. Because she died in that last movie. I mean, how did she come back to life in this movie? I don't know.
No. The main part of the movie takes place after Captain America, Civil War. It's a prequel. It tells us all about Natasha Romanoff.
Natasha Romanoff. That sounds like a disease. You have a nasty case of Natasha Romanoff.
Oh, Ozzy, don't be so silly. Black Widow was a lovely movie with an excellent supporting cast, including Rachel Weisz. I said Rachel Weisz. I said the actor's name, Rachel Weisz. You know her.
I don't know her.
Ozzy, she won an Academy Award for her role in The Constant Gardener.
Constant Gardener, I don't watch the home channel. Wait a minute. I know her. She's the one, she's married to 007.
That's right, she's married to Daniel Craig.
Oh, I like him. He's a good Bond, James Bond. But, you know, I'm still mad at Paul McCartney. He's a wanker. I should have done Live and Let Die.
Ozzy, Sir Paul is a very nice man. And you know you were never up to do a title song for any of the Bond movies.
No, but I could do it.
Well, I'm afraid that's all the time we have right now. We look forward to our next episode of At the Movies. Until next time, we are the Osbournes. Say goodnight, Ozzy.
Goodnight, Ozzy. Live and Let Die. Live and Let Die.
Live and Let Die. All right. That's enough. This has been Listen Here News. I'm Ozark Longmire. Thanks for listening.
Excuse me, is this 913 East Fifth Street?
Yes, it is. How can I help you?
You sure?
Why, of course it is, silly. I'll be right with you. Are rodents after your food, looking for the right exterminating dude? Well, today's your lucky day. We make all the bugs go away. So if you're worried about your pests and you can't snooze, call us and we'll make them an offer they can't refuse. Vito's Exterminating, how can I help you? Yes, we ordered a BLT, mayo, and a horseradish, two chef salad, cheeseburger and no onions, chicken salad with ghost pepper cheese, and finally an egg salad sandwich on wheat. How long? 20 minutes. Perfect. What was that you saw? Roaches in the kitchen? Of course. We'll send someone right over. By the way, cancel the egg salad. Thank you. How can I help you?
I don't know. I think I'm in the right place. Is there a Vito here?
Sure. And what's your name?
Could you tell Vito that Jimmy No-Neck is here to see him?
Vito, Mr. No-Neck is here to see you. I'll tell him. Vito will be with you in just a moment. Excuse me. Do pests in your house have you down? Is it making the missus always frown? Give us a call and we'll come to your house and you can say, hasta la vista, Mr. Mouse.
Hey, look at you. How you been? You look great. Not like a few years in a joint to lose a couple of pounds, am I right?
I'm great, boss. It's good to be home. You gave me the best advice before I went inside. Don't eat the soup. Soup is made up of all the crap you haven't eaten in the last couple days. Meatloaf was pretty scary, too.
Hey, not for nothing. Sloppy Joe's and Leavenworth is what taught me how to fast. Nothing is worse than penitentiary coffee. Would you like a real cup of coffee?
Love one.
Could you get my friend a Kona blended soy latte with thick froth and a double shot of espresso?
Sure.
What the hell was that?
It's your coffee.
Well, what do you mean that's my coffee? What happened to Folgers, Maxwell House? You know, the stuff you put into your Mr. Coffee machine.
Damn, you have been in a while.
It's great to be out. But where is everyone?
What'd you say? Is there something wrong with your throat?
I don't want to say anything too loud, in case the feds are listening.
You can relax. This is my exterminator business.
An exterminator business? Ah, that's beautiful. The feds will never think of coming in here.
I'm serious, Jimmy. This is my exterminator business.
When you came to visit me in jail, and you said you was worried about bugs, I thought you meant microphones. Jam up, this is what you're doing now? I mean here?
This is my business!
You gotta be kidding me. I mean, come on, this is the Fifth Street Social Club. Booze in the front, gambling in the back, broads everywhere.
No, Nick, what the hell's the matter with you? You can't call a woman a broad. Ain't you heard of me too?
Yeah, but I thought it was a laxative.
You know, the world's changed since you went inside.
So are you saying that there's no gambling in the back room? What are you doing for cash?
Cash? We got a bunch of investments that are diversified. Money markets, CDs, bonds. You know, we want our money to work for us. We're also looking into cryptocurrency. What do you think we're going to do with our money? Hide it under the bed?
No, that's silly. It goes in the back of the closet.
Oh, boy.
Doesn't it?
You got a lot to catch up on. But first things first, I know since you got out, you gotta get a job. You're gonna need to see a paycheck stub right away. So go get a pair of coveralls. We'll get you out on the streets right now. Louis Bakery's got rats in a crawl space.
Sucks to be him.
Exactly. That's why you're gonna go over there.
What? Who, me? Rats in a crawl space. You want me to get in tight quarters with rats?
The hell are you worried about? You killed lots of rats before.
Yeah, but those rats only had two freaking legs. I don't want nothing no four-legged rats. And that sound they make? And I don't do bugs neither.
Here's your latte, Mr. No-Neck.
Oh, God, that's awful. That ain't coffee. I can't believe this. The world is upside down. This is crazy. There's no more Fifth Street Social Club. I can't get a drink, a woman, or place a bet here. What's the use? Vito, nice to see ya. I'll see you in 5 years. I'm going back to jail where I know what's going on.
Listen here.
Welcome back to the final round of America's favorite game show, How to Start an Argument Online. I'm Scott Shelley. Let's check out the contestant's final answer. In third place, we have an unemployed actress from Los Angeles. Her hobbies include taking selfies, doing her makeup, and sending back soy lattes until the barista screams. Mary Johnston. Mary, what is your final argument?
Well, my favorite argument is I think Meryl Streep is overrated. I mean, why does she have so many accents? Can't she talk American like the rest of us? I mean, I never do an accent when I'm playing a role. I was just in an all-female version of Guys and Dolls. It was subtitled Dolls and Dolls. Did you see me in that show? I was really good. Oh my God. OMG. You should have seen me. That was amazing.
Oh, Mary, you silly, silly thing. I hate to break it to you. Nobody cares about you or your career. You are nowhere near as important as you think you are. But we have some lovely consolation prizes for you.
Whatever, Scott. And don't forget, next weekend, I will be opening in a new musical comedy version of Death of a Salesman, Willie Loman, The Funny Years.
Well, good luck with that, because that sounds awful. Personally, I'd rather have a colonoscopy than sit through that disaster. In second place, we have Stephen from Ohio. Stephen enjoys watching sports and drinking beer while wearing Depends.
You bet, Scott. Depends are the greatest invention known to mankind. No matter how many beers I drink or chicken wings I eat, I never miss a play.
Well, Stephen, that's an interesting way to go through life. Do me a favor. Remind me never to sit down on your sofa. Tell me, Stephen, what is your final argument?
Pete Rose belongs in the Baseball Hall of Fame.
His last game as a player was 1986. His last game as a manager, 1989. More than half of the people online have no clue who he is. And the majority of people who know who Pete Rose is thinks he's an obnoxious ass. So thanks for playing. Now, let's go to our returning champion, Emmylou Johnson. Emmylou, you're from Houston, Texas. Please tell us something about your hometown.
Golly, ain't nothing like Houston in the summertime. The sweat just rolls down back and gathers in your hiney. And I do declare, if you ain't got on clean skivvies, you're going to need to take off your drawers with a spatula.
With a ringing endorsement like that, I'm sure tourism will just go off the charts next summer. Emmy, what is your final argument for our online audience?
I like hamburgers.
I like hamburgers. What a bold move. Such a simple statement. Who could possibly argue with that? Let's check with the online audience and see if that's enough to get the win. The results are coming in now. David from Oklahoma says, what? No cheeseburger? Amber from Vermont writes, how can you kill an innocent cow? Be a vegetarian like me. Donna from Sacramento says, hey, Amber, you think you're so special? I'm a vegan. Why don't you go all the way, you lazy bitch? Clancy from Joliet, pork has so much more flavor. Anthony from New York, pork, pork. I'm kosher. How dare you bring pork into this discussion? Amber comes in back over the top. Donna, you vegans think you're so special. You can only shop in certain places because you don't shower and you smell so bad. Bonus points right there. Artie from Maine says, you people have never had a fresh Maine lobster. Katie from Seattle, two words, fresh salmon. Frankie from Virginia writes, hello, Virginia ham. Anthony is back. Can I believe my eyes? Pork again. Besides, lobster isn't kosher. You people are persecuting me because of my religion. Congratulations, Emmylou. Not only have you started a totally senseless argument, but you get bonus prizes for having strangers argue amongst themselves. For bringing religion into this argument, you get an autographed copy of Mark Zuckerberg's autobiography, Almost Human. So not only will you get a chance to come back next week and defend your title, we'll add $100,000 to your crypto coin account, bringing your total winnings to $642,000 worth of crypto coins.
Hot damn, that's impressive. I'm prouder than a rooster leaving a hen house. By the way, what can I buy with that?
We have no idea. Until next week, I'm Scott Shelley, and this has been How to Start an Argument Online!
Listen Here.
This is Listen Here Breaking News. I'm Ozark Longmire. Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi is making an announcement.
Thank you. I have a very important reminder to everyone in these United States. The holiday season is upon us. Please be careful at your office Christmas party. Do not make a poor choice that could jeopardize your future employment. Remember that you work with these people every day. You have a professional relationship with these people. Besides, you are too old to be playing 7 minutes in heaven. The main cause of these situations is, of course, alcohol. Please remember to drink in moderation. At last year's congressional Christmas party, Senator Mitch McConnell drank so much wine that he took off his pants, sat on a copy machine, and made copies of his bare bottom. He then gave out the copies to everyone at the party. They were signed, "I want to see Space Force conquer this moon." Thank you, and have a wonderful holiday. God bless America.
Oh my God, Laurie, you
saved so my funny.
Ass. You saved my ass with that section.
Listen here.
Forget Jason. Don't worry about Freddy. Chucky is just a doll. For true horror, watch out for the mean moms. The only thing more terrifying than their minivans are their inner thoughts.
You know I have said some horrible things about that Charity Johnson, but it really is nice of her to invite me to her holiday party. You know, she's really not that bad. As a matter of fact, for my New Year's resolution, I'm going to start being nicer to that Charity Johnson.
Oh, come in, come in. Oh my God, it's so good to see you. Thank you so much for coming to my party. Please come in. Oh, that Christmas sweater is adorable.
Isn't it great all my friends are here? I throw the best parties. I'm such a good person. I would compliment myself if I wasn't so modest, so humble, so unpretentious.
Can I get you a cup of cheer?
Oh, my punch is so good, but so is my eggnog. Oh, I'm a wonderful host.
Thank you. I would like something to drink.
I'm probably going to need some alcohol to get through this night.
Here you go. My eggnog is legendary.
I throw such a good party. How do I not have my own show on the Food Network?
Charity, you have a lovely home, and it's decorated so nicely.
I mean, it should be nice. Decorations with that ambulance-chasing husband that you have.
Excuse me, I have to take my shrimp puffs out of the oven.
My appetizers are amazing.
Go right ahead. This eggnog is fantastic.
I mean, it would be better if there was more booze in here.
Charity, where are your oven mitts? I heard the timer go off and I want to help.
I don't really want to help, but I want everyone to see me helping. Oh, no. I know that voice. Please don't tell me that she is here at this party!
Charity, these smell absolutely divine. When I was a kid, we had a hamster named Divine. Her cage smelled just like this.
Thank you so much for helping. I have the best friends.
Of course I do. I'm such a positive, fun, and entertaining person. Everybody loves me.
Oh, sweetheart, could you bring that tray over here?
That's right. Serve me food, you poor excuse for a human being.
Of course.
Oh, God, it's her. Damn you, Charity Johnson, how could you invite her?
Why, I am so shocked to see you. I thought you were the hired help.
That's right. I thought you were the one working here because your street corner was too crowded.
Hello, darling. What brings you here?
Your broomstick?
Well, I was invited by our lovely host, Charity.
Lovely host, my ass. There goes that New Year's resolution.
She is lovely. Don't you just love Charity?
Damn you, Charity. How could you invite her? Bitch!
And look at you. I mean, you look so festive. That is all you.
Trust me, nobody else wants it. You look like you robbed a homeless person and stole their clothes.
Well, that Christmas sweater, it's you.
Silly bitch, she thinks this is an ugly Christmas sweater party. That sweater is as ugly as mortal sin.
Would you care for a shrimp puff?
You know what would be an amazing Christmas miracle if she had seafood allergies and died right in front of me.
No, thank you, dear. But I love what you've done with your hair.
Look at those roots. Her hair has so many roots showing she reminds me of the tree in my front yard. I mean, here's a thought. Maybe she can get Dutch elm disease, too.
If you will excuse me, I don't want to keep you from your serving duty.
That's right, honey. Get to work. The fleet just came in.
Of course, dear. I will talk to you soon. By the way, Charity is also serving buffalo wings. I hope you try them.
And we'll see if it's true what they say. If a dog eats a chicken bone, they might choke to death.
Merry Christmas.
You baboon.
Season's greetings.
You dumpster fire.
Honestly, don't I have the best parties?
Everyone loves me.
Oh, shut up, Charity!
Sayonara.
Arrivederci.
Adios.
Adios.
See ya.
All right, I see you. Goodbye.
See you later.
See you later.
Catch you later.
I see you later.
Later.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.
Goodbye.
Bye.
You're still here? It's over. Go home.
Thanks for listening here. This concludes our podcast day.